Asana Bhakti Distribution Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Gau Premanandi, all glorious Samadavotis, all glorious Samadavotis, all glorious Samadavotis, all glorious and glorious Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hare Krishna. So we're going to have like 4 days of seminars. And this, these seminars are going to be about the six Goswamis. The Sad Goswami Astakam.
Sad Goswami Astakam.
And book distribution. And basic Krishna consciousness. So today we're going to discuss about Rupa Goswami. And the first verse of the Sad Goswami Ashtakam. So, Omigyanata Marandasya Giranjana Shilakaya Chakshu Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Gurta Vachalam Tongi Lambhan Tegula Yat Kripata Raham Bande Sri Gurum Janatanam Vanchakapat Yubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So first we'll discuss about Rupa Goswami, who was considered to be the leader amongst all the Vaishnavas of his time.
Говорчим про Рупа Госвами, який се смотря вводжем всіх вайшнава свого времена.
Now, of course, he and, as you all know, he and Sanatana Goswami were brothers. And Anutma, Anupama also. All pure devotees. What a family. Actually, their parents, there were six children in their family.
And
three of them were these pure devotees. Rupa Goswami in the Krishna Lila in the spiritual world is Rupa Manjari.
Rupa Goswami in the spiritual Krishna Lila Rupa Manjari.
So a very, very exalted soul.
Vrlo uzvišena duša.
Who came to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission.
Koji je došao pomagati Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u njegovoj misiji.
Of course he had an extraordinary life before coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Naravno, on imao jako zanimljiv život i prije dolaska kod gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Amongst the Vaishnavas, he was very popular.
Među Vaishnavama je bio jako popularan.
And known to be very intelligent.
I poznat po svojoj inteligenciji.
So much so that the Nawab Hussein Shah heard about his great qualities.
Zatoliko da je Nawab Hussein Shah čuo za njegove odlike.
And therefore he kind of like blackmailed him.
I u stvari ga je na određen način ucijenio.
Him and Sanatana Goswami.
Njega i Sanatana Goswami.
He said that if you don't assist me in my government, then I will give all kinds of trouble to the Vaishnava community.
I rekao mu, ako ne dođeš služiti u moju vladu, onda ću stvarati razno razne probleme Vaishnavanskoj zajednici.
So being the Vaishnavas that they were, they didn't want the community of Vaishnavas to be disturbed, so they decided to work for the Nawab Hussein Shah.
Pošto su bili Vaishnavi kakvi jesu, odlučili su da ne žele stvarati probleme Vaishnavama i otišli su raditi za Nawab Hussein Shah.
And because they did that, they were serving the Muslim government, therefore they were ostracized, although they were doing it for they were ostracized from the Brahminical community, although they were trying to help the Vaishnavas.
I onda su bili izopćeni iz zajednice Brahmana, iako su stvari pomagali toj zajednici na taj način što su služili toj vladi.
Because one of the qualities of a Brahmin is that they won't render service, they won't work for anybody.
Jedna od odlika Brahmana je tada neće davati službu, odnosno neće raditi ni za koga.
They're independent.
Oni su neovisni.
But they were rendering service to the government.
Ali oni su radili službu za vladu.
So they were actually it became really unusual. They got the names Dabir Kash and Sakir Malik. Practically had become Muslims.
Praktično su postali muslimani.
Extremely unusual.
Jako neobično.
So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on the scene.
Tada je na scenu došao Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They were hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oni su slušali gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And they were captivated.
Jednostavno su bili privučeni.
Now for some reason Rupa Goswami, he was able to just resign.
Na neki način Rupa Goswami je bio mogućnost da jednostavno da ostavku.
But Sanatana Goswami, he had to, actually he was put in jail.
Al Sanatana Goswami on je u stvari bio zatvoren u zatvor.
Because he refused to render service, saying that he was ill.
Jer je odbio službu pod izgovorom da je bolestan.
And then it was found that actually he was just hanging out with the brahmanas.
I onda se doznal da jednostavno se druži sa brahmanama.
So Nawab Hussain Shah didn't like that.
I Nawab Hussain Shah se to nije svidilo.
But Rupa Goswami just somehow he just resigned.
Al Rupa Goswami na neki način uspio jednostavno da to ostavku.
And he and Anupama, they eventually were able to get the darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I na kraju su oni Anupama uspili dobiti darshan gospodina Chaitanya.
Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that while he was the minister, actually someplace Prabhupada said he was the finance minister and sometimes he was the chief minister.
Nekad Prabhupada spominje da je on bio ministar financija, nekad je bio premijer.
So I don't know which one. Big positions in any case. Very big positions.
Stvar ne znam tačno koje je visoke pozicije, u svakom slučaju visoke pozicije su zauzimali.
So Prabhupada mentions that upon this first meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada
spominje da po svom prvom sastanku sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Rupa Goswami was initiated.
Rupa Goswami bio iniciran.
So this is an instance. I mean, generally, when we're initiated, we don't go directly to God, but a representative.
Znači, obično kad tražimo inicijaciju, ne idemo izravno Bogu, nego predstavniku.
But here's an instance where he was initiated directly by God.
Ovdje imamo primjer gdje on je iniciran direktno od strane Boga.
Sanatana Goswami also.
Sanatana Goswami također.
Direct disciples of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Direktni učenici Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So he, Lord Chaitanya instructed him for 10 days at Allahabad.
U Allahabadu gospodin Chaitanya ga je poučavao 10 dana.
And he gave him a mission, a fourfold mission.
Dao mu je četvrostruku misiju.
One was to uncover the lost sites of Krishna's pastimes.
Jedan je bio da otkrije izgubljena mjesta Krišnih zabava.
As many of you know, when Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan,
kao što znate, kada je gospodin Chaitanya otišao u Vrindavan,
no one knew where even Radhakund was.
Niko nije znao gdje je uopće Radhakund.
Some said it was over there, some over there.
Neki su rekli ovdje, ondje.
So then Lord Chaitanya, he found one puddle.
I onda je gospodin Chaitanya pronašao jednu baru.
And being the omniscient Lord that he is, he could understand that this is actually the Radhakund.
I mogao je znati da ovo je u stvari Radhakund.
So of course then they found many other. Of course Rupa Goswami didn't find that place. It doesn't actually describe which places he found, but
stvari nije opisano koje je tačno mjesto pronašao.
But he, him and Sanatana Goswami, they found many of the lost holy places.
Oni Sanatana Goswami su pronašli mnoga izgubljena sveta mjesta.
The second mission was to install the deities of the Lord and arrange their worship.
Druga misija je bila da instaliraju božanstva gospodina i da se pobrinu za njihovo obožavanje.
In Vrindavan.
U Vrindavan.
And then three was to write books on Krishna consciousness.
Treće je bilo da pišu knjige o svjesnosti Krishna.
And four, the last one, is to teach the rules of devotional service.
I četvrto, zadnje je bilo da poučavaju pravila predanog služenja.
So Srila Prabhupada mentions that first he was a little bit anxiety about doing all these types of services.
Prabhupada piše kako on prvo bio u tjeskobi zbog svih ovih službi koje treba uraditi.
Because He didn't have any revenue.
Jer nije imao nikakvih prihoda, nikakvih sredstava.
Sanatana Goswami was in jail, so I think he sent the remainder of the money that he had to help him out of jail.
Sanatana Goswami je bio u zatvoru i ostatak novaca iskoristio da se izvuče odatle.
So he had to get deities installed.
Morao je instalirati božanstva.
Temples built.
Izgraditi hramove.
So he was in a little distraught condition.
Bio u stanju tjeskobe.
And he was sitting on the bank of the Jamuna River.
I sjedio na obali rijeke Jamune.
And then a beautiful boy came to ask him why he was despondent.
I onda je jedan prelijepi dječak došao ga pitati zašto je u tjeskobi.
And he explained these different reasons.
I on je objasnio te različite razloge.
And then the boy led him to a small hill.
I onda ga je dječak odveo do jednog malog brdašća.
And said, inside this hill is the beautiful deity of Govinda Dev.
Unutar ovoga brda je prelijepo božanstvo Govinda Deva.
A cow comes here every morning and puts milk in a hole for him.
I krava dolazi ovdje svako jutro i izliva na njega svoje mlijeko.
So Rupa Goswami was a little astounded. So
Rupa Goswami bio malo zapanjen.
So the next day he went and he saw this cow.
Sljedećeg dana je otišao i vidio tu kravu.
Dropping milk in the hole.
Kako kapa mlijeko na rupu.
So this this boy said that the deity had been buried there to protect him from the Muslims.
Dječak je rekao kako je božanstvo bilo tu zakopano da bi se zaštitilo od muslimana.
So after he found, after he saw that the cow had been doing this, then he gathered the villagers and they unearthed the deity.
I kada je vidio što ta krava čini, onda je sakupio seljane i zajedno su iskupali to božanstvo.
So this was the Govinda Dev deity.
I to je Govinda Dev božanstvo.
And of course the villagers were very happy.
Naravno, seljani su bili jako sretni.
And a temple was built.
Hram je izgrađen.
Under the patronage of Emperor Akbar.
Pod patronatom cara Akbar.
And Rupa Goswami, he lived to be about 75 years old.
Rupa Goswami je živio do dobi od nekih 75 godina.
So, great, great Vaishnava in our line.
Veliki, veliki Vaishnava u našoj liniji.
So now we'll discuss about the Sad Goswami Ashtakam.
Sad ćemo govoriti o Sad Goswami Ashtakam.
So many of you know this. We could chant it together.
Koji znate, možemo zajedno pjevati.
Krishna kirtana gana nartana paro premam natam bhavanidhi dira dira jana priya priya karo nirmatsaro pujito shri chaitanya prabhu rupa devo bharha vahantara ko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuro Sri Jiva Gopalako. So this first word here is Krishna Kirtana.
La prva riječ su Krishna Kirtana.
Which means, of course, loudly chanting the holy name.
Što naravno znači glasno pjevanje svetog imena.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he mentions that this this mridanga that we have, the call, you can hear it for maybe two blocks away.
Znači, Siddhanta Saraswati je spomenuo da u mridangu koju imamo call, ne možete čuti možda dva, na udaljenosti od dva bloka.
But there's another, which is the Brihat mridanga.
Ali postoji ona druga, Brihat mridanga.
Brihat means the great mridanga.
Brihat znači velika mridanga.
So this great mridanga, this spreads the chanting of the holy name for thousands of miles away.
Znači ta velika mridanga može širiti pjevanje svetog imena tisućama milja unaokolo.
Especially nowadays we have so much international travel.
Posebno danas kad imamo toliko puno međunarodnog putovanja.
When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur made this statement of the Brihat mridanga, there wasn't that much traveling, a little bit on foot, practically that was, or boats.
Kada je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati ovo spominjao, nije bilo toliko putovanja u to vrijeme, uglavnom pješice, brodom.
But now we're really seeing how this is the great mridanga.
A sad stvarno vidimo kako je ovo velika mridanga.
So many people, they get books and
Toliko mnogo ljudi dobiva knjige.
In the Los Angeles airport.
Na aerodromu Los Angeles.
And then they fly to China.
Da lete u Kinu.
Or Russia.
Ili u Rusiju.
Or all over Europe.
Ili širom Europe.
So, in this way, the chanting is spreading all over the world.
Na taj način, pjevanje se širi cijelom svijetu.
And this is something that was emphasized so much by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
To je nešto što je jako puno isticao Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And the mood that Srila Prabhupada came with was came from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Srila Prabhupada raspoloženje došlo od Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
He said that if one has life, then one will preach Krishna.
On je rekao, ako osoba ima život, onda će propovijedati svjesnost Krishna.
And that this is what is lacking in society.
I to je ono što nedostaje u društvu.
Srila Prabhupada mentions in one purport,
u jednom komentaru Prabhupada spominje,
that the pure devotees of the Lord are always thinking of how to give Krishna consciousness to the conditioned souls.
Čisti bhakti uvijek razmišljaju o tome kako dati svjesnost Krishna uslovljenim dušama.
Krishna being influenced by the devotee's pure desire,
Krishna utječe želja čistoga bhakte,
inspires the non-devotees from within to take up Krishna consciousness.
I on inspirira ne a bhakte da iznutra da se prihvati svjesnost Krishna.
So, according to this statement, very interesting statement by Prabhupada,
ovo je jako interesantno izjave Prabhupada,
by the sincerity of the devotee, then so many people can take up Krishna consciousness.
Zbog iskrenosti bhakti toliko mnogo ljudi može prihvatiti svjesnost Krishna.
Therefore, when Srila Prabhupada when he went to the West, so many people were taking up Krishna consciousness.
Stoga kad je Prabhupada došao na zapad, toliko mnogo ljudi je prihvatilo svjesnost Krishna.
After just a few years, thousands of people have become strict devotees.
Nakon samo par godina, tisuće ljudi su postali striktni bhakti.
And this is mainly because of the intense desire of Srila Prabhupada.
I to je uglavnom zbog intenzivne želje koju je imao Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada even said one time, he said, I created your good fortune.
Srila Prabhupada jednom čak i rekao, ja sam stvorio vašu dobru sreću.
Which is an interesting statement.
Što je jako interesantno izjava samo po sebi.
Because, you know, generally we hear that it's according to Krishna's arrangement and our desire.
I obično čujemo da naše pitanje, naša želja je Krishna aranžman.
But when Krishna sees that a devotee is very enthusiastic to spread Krishna consciousness, then he inspires from within.
Kada Krishna vidi da je bhakta jako entuzijastičan da širi svjesnost Krishna, onda inspirira ljude iznutra.
And Krishna also says in the Gita that I am seated in the hearts of all living entities.
Krishna također kaže u Bhagavad Giti, ja sjedim u srcima svih živih bića.
And I am directing the wanderings of all living entities.
I upravljam lutanjima svih živih bića.
Who are seated as though on a machine made of the material nature.
Koji sjede na mašini napravljenoj od materijalne prirode.
So Krishna is directing everyone.
Krishna upravlja sa svima.
According to their karma, according to their desires.
Prema njihovoj karmi, prema njihovim željama.
So, if we're sincere, then Krishna will direct them.
I ako je osoba iskrena, Krishna će ga upraviti.
Just like a Sankirtan devotee may be distributing books, and he has a strong desire to distribute books.
Kao Sankirtan bhakta, on želi dijeliti knjige, ima jako želju da dijeli knjige.
And therefore, Krishna directs some person. You know, he was going to go one direction, but then he gets him to go another direction.
Onda Krishna može upraviti osobu koja je krenula negdje drugdje, preusmjeriti je prema tom bhakti.
And sometimes they even say to the Sankirtan devotee, I don't know why I went this way. Usually I go that way, but for some reason I went this way.
I onda te osobe obično kažu Sankirtan bhaktama, a ne znam zašto sam uopće išao ovim putem. Obično idem onim drugim putem, ali nekako sam išao ovdje.
And they even say, I guess it was to get this book.
Yeah. Nekad čak kažu, vjerovatno da bih dobio ovu knjigu.
So Krishna makes these arrangements.
Krishna čini te aranžmane.
And Srila Prabhupada, he said that if we distribute these books, then everything will come.
I Srila Prabhupada je rekao, ako dijelimo ove knjige, onda će sve doći.
He said, this is our main business.
Он рекол, ой, наш главный бизнес, наш главный посыл.
This is the family business.
Ой, породичный посыл.
Just like there's so many families that have their own business. It's like you go to India and you see it. Patel and Sons.
Значит, толики многие обители имеют свои породичные послы, когда вы в Индии, например, видите надпись Patel и сыновы.
So this is the family business.
То есть породичный посыл.
Krishna and sons and daughters.
Krishna и сыновы и дочери.
So if we do this activity, then just as for so many years everything has been going on, then things will go on.
Ако чиним то, видимо, да već godinama stvari se odvijaju.
Just like they had this, we had this successful business, this incense business.
Imali smo jedan uspješan posao, posao sa incensima.
It was a big business.
To je bio ogroman posao.
We were actually making hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Zarađivali smo stotine tisuća dolara.
But eventually Prabhupada said, stop this, sell this business and let's just distribute books.
Ali na kraju Prabhupada rekao, prodajte to i samo ćemo dijeliti knjige.
Spiritual sky incense.
Spiritual sky incense.
So there is some karmi bought this business.
Jedan karmi je kupio taj posao.
I met him one time on Sankirtan.
Jedno sam ga sreo u Sankirtan.
And he said it's a booming business.
I rekao da je to posao koji cvjeta.
But book distribution is a bigger booming business.
Ali dijeljenje knjiga je posao koji cvjeta više.
So Prabhupada wanted this.
Prabhupada je to želio.
And as we see, everything is going on.
I kako vidimo sve se odvija.
I'll give you an example in this regard.
Daću vam jedan primjer u tom smislu.
Which you may be able to identify with.
S kojim ćete se moći identificirati.
It happened here in Croatia.
Dogodilo se ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
Many years ago.
Prije mnogo, mnogo godina.
Some of you may know this devotee Kakudmi.
Neki možda znate Bhaktu Kakudmiju.
So he was doing this bhajan traveling thing in the summer.
On je radio harinami ljeti.
About, I guess about 10 devotees.
Mislim da je bilo oko 10 bhakta grupa.
And he said every in the beginning of every summer there'd be some anxiety because there'd be some cost, so how to cover the cost.
Rekao je svakog ljeta bi bili u tjeskobi kako da se pokriju troškovi te stvari.
So this one summer,
i jednog ljeta,
they were at one town and they had their bhajan set up.
Bili su u jednom gradu i imali su svoje bhajane.
And a crowd had gathered.
Okupilo se gomila ljudi.
And one lady came up.
Prišla jedna gospođa.
Stood in front of the crowd.
Stajala i imala ispred gomile.
And she had her hands like this.
Imala je ruke u ovom položaju.
And there was a flower sticking out.
I između ruku je bio cvijet.
A red rose.
Crvena ruža.
So she stood there like this for a few minutes.
Stajala je nekoliko minuta tako.
Then she walked over and she put the flower on a donation box. They had a little donation box.
I onda je ovdje nje odnijela taj cvijet i stavila je na kutiju za donacije.
And then she left.
I otišla je.
And then 5 minutes later, some guy comes by with an envelope and puts it on the flower.
I par minuta kasnije došao neki čovjek i stavio je kovertu na cvijet.
And walked away.
I otišao.
And the devotees are thinking, what's in that envelope?
Bhakta su mislila, šta je u toj koverti?
You know the story?
Znate priču.
And then they opened it up and there was like 1,000 marks, like $800.
I kada su otvorili kovertu, bilo je tamo oko 1000 maraka, nešto kao 800 dolara.
And the devotees were like, wow, thanks Krishna.
A Bhakta sam rekao, hvala Krishna.
And then that helped out, of course, on the tour.
Naravno, to im je pomoglo sa turnejom.
The next year,
sljedeće godine,
same town,
isti grad,
they set up their bhajan,
uspostavili su bhajane,
and crowd gathered,
okupila se gomila ljudi,
same lady shows up,
ista gospođa dođe,
with a rose,
sa ružom,
different rose,
drugačija ruža, naravno,
for a few minutes, he's there,
nekoliko minuta stoji,
comes over, sets the rose on the donation box.
Stavi ružu na kutiju za donacije.
Walks away.
I odlazi.
Kakudmi couldn't believe it.
Kakudmi nije mogao vjerovati.
There was only one other devotee there that had been there the previous year.
Тој био само још један бакт који био ту и прошле године.
So he looked back at that devotee.
Он погледао тог бакту.
And he was also like,
"Јавај такође био, но
I can't believe this is happening."
Није могао веровати да се то догађа.
Sure enough, 5 minutes later,
и
guy comes back.
Наравно.
With an envelope.
5 минута касније долази човек са ковертом.
Sets it on the donation box.
И ставља је на кутију за донације.
Walks away.
И одлази.
And they're thinking, what are these demigods or something?
Yeah. And the son misli, šta je ovo? Svon ki polu bogovi, šta je ovo?
Same donation.
Ista donacija.
About $800.
Oko $800.
So, Krishna takes care, yeah?
Krishna se pobrine.
Similar incident happened in San Francisco.
Slična stvar se desila u San Francisco.
In the early days.
U ranijim danima.
1968. There was a... That center we had there on Hayden Ashbury.
A centar koji smo imali u Hayden Ashbury.
First temple in San Francisco.
Bio prvi hram u San Francisco.
So, Shyamasundar and Malati, they were like in charge there.
Shyamasundar and Malati su bili zaduženi za to.
And every month they had to pay rent.
I svaki mjesec su trebali platiti najam.
But this one month they didn't have near the amount that they needed.
Ali jedan mjesec nisu imali niti blizu tog iznosa koji im je trebao.
And they had to pay it that particular day, otherwise they'd be evicted.
I morali su platiti taj određeni dan, inače bi ih izbacili.
So they were walking to the temple in the morning.
I hodili su prema hramu ujutru.
And $100 bills started floating down the street. The wind was pushing these $100 bills.
I jednom vjetar je niz ulicu nosio novčanice od $100.
So they were running around picking up these $100 bills.
Oni su trčali okolo i skupljali te novčanice.
Couldn't believe it.
Nisu mogli vjerovati.
Thanks, Krishna.
Hvala, Krishna.
So Krishna, another devotee just told me recently that they...
Jedan bak sam je nedavno isto pričao.
That they had to pay... They were $2,000 short for the rent of one temple.
U jednom hramu nedostajalo im je $2,000 za najam.
And some person came and put the exact amount that they needed in the donation box.
I onda je osoba došla i taj tačan iznos stavila u kutiju za donacije.
Never happened before.
Nikad se prije to nije desilo.
Never happened again.
I nikad se nije ponovo desilo.
So Krishna, he's looking over.
Krishna nagleda.
So this kind of creates faith.
Yeah. I takve stvari stvaraju vjeru.
So, and when we're distributing books, actually, devotees, they have a reciprocation with Krishna.
Kada dijelimo knjige, bhakti imaju razmjenu sa Krishnom.
It's like sometimes it may be difficult on book distribution.
Ponekad može biti teško prilikom dijeljenja knjige.
So therefore a devotee he starts praying to Krishna for some
toga se bhakti moli Krishna
for some inspiration.
Za inspiraciju.
And then people start taking books.
I onda ljudi počnu uzimati knjige.
And he may think, oh, now I know how to distribute books.
Onda pomisli, hajde, sad znam kako se dijele knjige.
Now I'm expert.
Sad sam vješt stručnjak.
And then Krishna smashes him.
I onda ga Krishna udari.
So, different types of reciprocation like this.
Postoje različite vrste razmjena.
But it also creates faith.
A to također stvara vjeru.
So, continuing.
U nastavku.
So, Utkirtana means loudly chanting.
Znači glasno pjevanje.
In this regard, there was one instance where Jayapataka Swami, when he first joined in Montreal,
postoji jedan primjer Jayapataka Swami kad se prvi put pridružio u Montrealu.
He was chanting in the temple room very loud.
Vrlo glasno je mantra u temple roomu.
Because Prabhupada said that you should chant louder than your mind.
Jer Prabhupada je rekao trebate mantrati glasnije od svog uma.
So he was chanting very loud.
I onda je on mantrao jako glasno.
His mind must have been chanting very loud.
Mora da je njegov um glasno mantrao.
So he was chanting so loud that devotees went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, he's chanting so loud, we can't hear.
I onda su bhakti otišli Prabhupada, on tako glasno mantra, jednostavno ne možemo čuti ništa.
So he called Jayapataka into his room.
On je pozvao Jayapataka Maharaja u svoju sobu.
Prabhupada said, you should go to the mountain.
Prabhupad mu je rekao, trebaš ići na planinu.
Go to the top of the mountain and chant.
Idi na vrh planine i mantra.
So he did that.
I on je to učinio.
For months he was on top of the, every morning he would go on top of the mountain to chant.
Svako jutro je mjesecima išao na vrh brda i mantra.
Very loudly.
Vrlo glasno.
So, of course, then he says, Nartana. Nartana means dancing.
Nartana zatim, to znači plesanje.
So this is a very nice process.
Ovo je vrlo lijep proces.
I think that we're the only people in the world that are singing and dancing at 4:30 in the morning.
Ja mislim da smo jedini ljudi na svijetu koji pjevaju i plešu u 4:30 ujutro.
Here it's 5 o'clock.
Ovdje to je u 5.
Of course, maybe there's some people that are intoxicated that are dancing at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Naravno, postoje neki ljudi koji su intoksicirani, koji plešu do 5 ujutro.
But I'm sure we're the only sober people in the world that are chanting every morning at 4:30 in the morning.
Ali siguran sam da smo jedini trijezni ljudi koji pjevaju u 4:30 ujutro i plešu.
Such a nice process, huh?
Tako lijep proces.
Nice way to start the day, just singing and chanting.
Tako lijep način da se započne dan pjevanjem, mantranjem.
Therefore it's called Mangalarti.
Zato se to zove Mangalarti.
Auspicious arti.
Povoljni arti.
Prabhupada said that even if one is so sick,
Prabhupada kaže čak i ako je osoba toliko bolesna,
that all you can do is crawl,
tako da jedino možete puziti,
you should go to Mangalarti.
Trebate ići na Mangalarti.
Of course, Prabhupada was just emphasizing the importance of it.
Naravno, Prabhupada je naglašavao važnost toga.
He didn't literally mean that.
Nije doslovno to mislio.
Some things Prabhupada would say, devotees would take very literally.
Pa neke stvari koje Prabhupada rekao, bhakti bi shvatili stvarno doslovno.
So, sometimes devotees, there's a little debate about, some devotees feel like, well, I don't want to dance.
Pa nekad postoji debata među bhaktama, neki kažu, pa ne plešem se baš.
I should only dance if I feel inspired.
Plesat ću samo ako se osjetim inspiranim.
Otherwise it's artificial.
Inače je to umjetna stvar.
And other devotees say, well, if you dance before the deities, and this is like you're giving pleasure to the deities in this way.
Drugi bhakti onda kažu, trebaš plesati pred božanstvima, na taj način daješ zadovoljstvo od božanstvima.
You ever heard this before?
Čuli ste takvu raspravu?
Yeah. So I like the second part there.
Ja volim ovaj drugi dio.
That we dance for the pleasure of the Lord.
Mi plešemo za zadovoljstvo gospodina.
Even you don't feel like it, no dance anyway.
Čak i ako se ne osjeća da vam se pleše, učinite to bez obzira.
And then eventually, after dancing for a while, then you'll feel like dancing. Yeah.
Nakon nekog vremena ćete osjetiti želju da pleše.
It won't be artificial.
Još neće biti umjetno.
Sometimes you go to temples and no one dances.
Pa nekad odete u hramove u kojima niko ne pleše.
And sometimes you go to temples where everybody's dancing.
A nekad u nekim hramovima svi plešu.
I know I do. I travel a lot of temples all over the world.
Putujem po mnogim hramovima širom svijeta.
And it's so much more enlivening when you see, a lot of people dancing.
I toliko je mnogo više inspirirajuće kad vidite da tako puno ljudi pleše.
There's enthusiasm.
Onda se vidi entuzijazam.
So, otherwise, if we do things only when we feel like it, then the mind the way it is, we may not do anything.
Ako protivno, ako budemo činili stvari samo onda kada ih želimo, sa ovakvim umom, onda to neće biti dobro.
If we only chant our rounds when we feel like it.
Ako mantramo svoje krugove samo onda kada želimo to.
Might be difficult.
Biće jako teško.
So there's some things that we should do.
Neke stvari trebamo raditi.
Of course, with the rounds we make vows.
Naravno, za krugove imamo zavjet.
We don't make vows to dance.
Nismo dali zavjet da plešemo.
But still, it's very pleasing.
A u stvari pruža zadovoljstvo.
Prabhupada, when he would see the devotees dancing, he would be so happy.
Prabhupada bio jako sretan kad vidi bhakti kako plešu.
So, prem amritam bo nidhi, which means that they're experiencing the nectar of love of God.
Znači, oni iskušavaju nektar ljubavi prema Bogu.
And this nectar was like, it was so big, it was like oceans.
Taj nektar je bio toliko velik kao ocean.
So this is the result of practicing Krishna consciousness.
И то результат практикирования сущности Кришны.
The goal is to attain this love for Krishna.
Цель это достичь той любовь прямо Кришна.
Атмендри прити ванчитари паликам, Кришнендри ити прити ванчитари. You know, there's a verse that Admendri Piti Vanchitari Balikam, that to satisfy one's own senses is compared to lust. And to satisfy the senses of Krishna, this is love. One time a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, isn't there any love in Krishna consciousness? He said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, isn't there any love in Krishna consciousness?
Prabhupada said, yeah,
so much love.
Да, Prabhupada рекал, да, има толико любови.
Now, if you're talking about association with the opposite sex,
наравно, ако говориш о дружении со супротним полом,
that's also there.
То это тоже присутствует.
And he was on a balcony in San Francisco.
Он был на балконе в Сан-Франциско.
And this devotee was there talking to Prabhupada about this.
Той бхакти был тут разговаривал с Прабхупадой.
And there were so many women and men walking by.
И только много мужчин и женщин проходило было испод.
And Prabhupada told him,
Prabhupada ему сказал,
choose one.
Изобери один.
Go ahead, take one.
Иди изобери один.
You could have any. You could have so many girls.
Можешь иметь только много девушек.
But they will make you happy.
Але вони це не вчинить серед.
So this is in the material world. They think that this is love, the association of man and woman. That this is love.
І в матеріальному світі мислять, що то любов, дружина між мужчиною та жінкою.
But he said love is for Krishna.
Але створення такого любові за Кришну.
This is real love.
То права любов.
He said he compared like there's gold and there's iron.
Порадив постій железо і постій злато.
So this gold is compared to love.
Злато се поради се любові.
And lust is compared to iron.
Пожда се поради се железо.
Big difference.
Велика разлика.
So, of course, there can be love between a man and a woman.
Наравно може постояти любов між мужчиною і жінкою.
Prabhupada said even in Vaikuntha the men have their sweethearts.
Рекла, чак і на Вайкунті мужчинці мають свої драгани.
I think it's in the Bhagavatam. So, but Krishna is in the center.
Але Кришна у середищі.
Without Krishna, then it's lust.
Без Кришни то є пожуда.
But if someone has, if a man and woman they have love for Krishna,
коли мужчина і жінка мають любов прямо Кришні,
then they can love each other.
Вони се можуть любити.
Devotee loves everyone.
Бхакта боли світ.
Prabhupada one time he was with a devotee.
Prabhupada jednom bio sa bhaktom.
And this Govinda Dasi, you know.
Govinda Dasi.
She was one of the first disciples.
Ona bila jedna prvih učenica.
So she was sitting chanting japa with Prabhupada.
Ona sjedla i mantrala japa sa Prabhupada.
And one slug, you know, a slug from a snail,
puž,
came and crawling towards her.
Je пузо прямо нею.
And she became like
вона була як згадження.
Kind of moving away.
Мало все вона удалявала.
Creepy creatures.
Гмизва створення.
So she said, Prabhupada, ooh, look at this.
Вона рекла, Prabhupada, погляди то.
And Prabhupada looked at it.
Prabhupada погляду.
And he said, chant to it.
І рекла, мантра.
So she started chanting Hare Krishna to it.
Вона почала мантрити Hare Krishna.
So this is a devotee. She was like, she was kind of like disgusted to see it.
Вона була на самом сгаджена, що бачить то.
But Prabhupada saw it, and he saw there's a living entity there.
Але Прабхупада ту видів живу біч.
So Prabhupada had love for all living entities.
Прабхупада мав любов за все живе біче.
I'll tell you one of my favorite stories of Srila Prabhupada.
Це одна з моїх улюблених притч Шріла Прабхупади.
Prabhupada was in Bombay.
Prabhupada bio Bombay.
He was starting his project.
Започинав свій проект.
Preaching in India, building temples.
Проповідання в Індії, зграднє храмове.
So he sent a letter to the temple presidents in America to send some of their best men.
І послав письмо темпл президентам Америки, де пошлю свої найкращі люди.
So one of the devotees that was sent was Giriraj.
Jedan od bhakta koji je poslan je bio Giriraj.
Brahmachari at the time.
Tad je bio Brahmachari.
So he was the only son.
On je bio jedini sin.
Of his mother and father.
Svojih roditelja.
So he had already become a Hare Krishna.
I već je postao Hare Krishna.
That was difficult to digest.
Already. To je bilo teško za svariti za njih.
Now he's on the other side of the planet.
A sad je na drugoj strani planete.
They were very upset.
Bili su jako uznemireni.
And he's a multimillionaire.
A on je multimillionaire.
So he flew to Bombay.
I odletio je u Bombay.
He offered Giriraj $1,000,000.
I ponudio je Giriraj $1,000,000.
Just move back to America.
Jednostavno vrati se nazad u Ameriku.
You don't even have to give up Krishna consciousness.
Ne moraš odustati od svjesnosti Krishna.
If you just move back to America.
Samo se vrati u Ameriku.
Said no, I want to stay.
On je rekao ne, ja želim ostati.
So he was surprised.
On je bio iznenađen.
$1,000,000 then is like $5,000,000 now.
Ondašnjih milion dolara vredi pet sada.
Early 70s.
Rane 70.
So they thought, well, let's go to Prabhupada and maybe we can get some sympathy from Srila Prabhupada.
Onda su rekli, hajmo kod Srila Prabhupada, možda će on nam dati neku, možda će se on sažaliti.
So they went and they they spoke to Giriraj first and they wanted to have a meeting with Prabhupada.
Stvari, prvo se razgovaral sa Girirajom i htjeli su se susreti sa Prabhupadom.
So there was his parents.
Bili su tu, znači, njegovi roditelji.
Giriraj.
Giriraj.
Prabhupada. And the servant.
I sluga.
So they said, Srila Prabhupada, this is our only son.
Oni su rekli, što Prabhupada, ovo je naš jedini sin.
Please, can you send him back to America?
Molim te, možeš li ga vratiti nazad u Ameriku?
So Prabhupada asked Giriraj, do you want to go back to America?
Prabhupada je pitao Girirađa, da li se želiš vratiti u Ameriku?
And Giriraj said, no, Prabhupada, I want to stay with you.
On je rekao, ne, ja želim ostati s tobom.
So Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada je rekao,
what do you want me to do? You don't want me to force him against his will, do you?
Šta želite da učinim? Zar želite da ga prisiljavam protiv njegove volje?
And they said, no.
Ne, rekli su ne.
So they thought, what to do?
Oni su mislili, a šta učiniti?
They were so disturbed.
Bili su tako uznemireni.
So then Prabhupada said to Giriraj,
Giriraj,
why don't you take him to the foothills of the Himalayas for about 3 or 4 days, spend some time with him.
Odvedi ih u podnožje Himalaja par dana, provedi neko vrijeme s njima.
In this way they'll be very happy.
I na taj način će biti jako sretni.
So they did that.
I onda su to učinili.
And they were very happy.
I bili su jako sretni.
To spend some time with their son.
Proveli su neko vrijeme sa svojim sinom.
So then they came back to Bombay.
Onda su se vratili u Bombay.
And they were going to get their flight back to America.
Htjeli su sjesti na let nazad za Ameriku.
So Giriraj asked them to go and spend some time with Srila Prabhupada.
I Giriraj je zamolio da provede neko vrijeme sa Prabhupada.
So it was just the parents and Srila Prabhupada and the servant.
Znači bili su tu samo njegovi roditelji, Prabhupada i sluga.
And they were just talking.
Jednostavno su razgovarali.
Having a nice conversation.
Imali su lijep razgovor.
And they were actually very pleased with that exchange.
I bili su jako zadovoljni sa tom razmjenom.
The parents.
Roditelji.
So then they had to leave.
Onda su morali ići.
And after they left,
nakon što su otišli,
the servant said to Srila Prabhupada.
Sluga je rekao Srila Prabhupada.
Said, Prabhupada, you amaze me.
Prabhupada, ti me zadivljuješ.
Everybody loves you so much.
Svi te toliko vole.
And Prabhupada said, that's because I love everyone so much.
I Prabhupada je rekao, da, to je zato što ja volim sviju toliko.
So this is Srila Prabhupada.
I to je Srila Prabhupada.
He loves everyone so much.
On sviju voli toliko.
And this is why he wanted that this book distribution be our main activity.
I zato je on želio da odjeljenje knjiga bude naša glavna aktivnost.
Because when people hear about Krishna,
a kad ljudi čuju o Krishni,
then they benefit so much.
Imaju toliko mnogo dobrobiti.
Prabhupada said, even if they touch a book, they benefit.
Prabhupada je rekao, čak i ako dodirnu knjigu imaju dobrobit.
And at one point in 1971,
u jednom trenutku 1971,
he wrote a letter that everyone should join the Sankirtan party as soon as possible.
Napisao je pismo kojem kaže da se svi trebaju čim prije pridružiti Sankirtan grupama.
And from that letter it just became an explosion.
I nakon tog pisma jednostavno stvar eksplodirala.
Because letters back then, they were sent out to all the centers.
И в то время письма с усеславы всем центрам.
There'd be copies made.
Она бы все скопировала.
So sometimes two household couples would go off in a car, just books in the van, just go off traveling.
И у нас там два пары грехаст, чтобы наполнили авто книгами и отошли в некуда.
It became the main activity.
Это постала главная активность.
And Srila Prabhupada, then he wrote a letter also to all the devotees of one temple.
Также Прабхупада написал письмо всем бхактам в одном храме.
Which means that all the temples got it.
Что значит, что то письмо добили все храмы.
He said, you should know for certain that book distribution is our most important activity.
Требуйте знать за сигурно, да, деление книги наша наиважнейшая активность.
Our temples are not places for eating and sleeping.
Наши храмы не есть место для едания и спавания.
But they are bases from where we send out our soldiers to fight against Maya.
Но то есть центры, из коих шалим свои воинники для себя борются против Майи.
And to fight against Maya means to drop hundreds and thousands of millions of books into the laps of the conditioned souls.
А бороться против Майи значит избавить сотни тысяч миллионов книг у крыла условленных душ.
Just as during wartime, so many bombs are falling from the sky. So Prabhupada very much had this mood of a kshatriya. So much so that in 1976, when Prabhupada was going back to India, from New York City, he was a little ill. So the devotees were trying to convince him to go to the Gita Nagari farm. And there he can get his health together. And he could finish his writing. So Prabhupada was not sure which way to go. But he already had his ticket. So the devotees are trying to convince him right up to the point where he was in the elevator going down to get the taxi to go to the airport. So in the elevator, one devotee was saying, Prabhupada, if you go to Gita Nagari, you'll be able to write and it'll be very peaceful.
И у лифту я Бхакти рекал, ако одеш на Гита Нагари, бит ће јако мирно, таму и моћи ћеш писати.
Prabhupada looked at him in a very grave way.
Prabhupada ga je pogledao jako ozbiljno.
And he said, I am not interested in this peace.
Rekao, ja nisam zainteresiran za taj mir.
He kind of like spit it out like a bad word.
Jednostavno to je isplinuo kao neku lošu riječ.
He said, I'm interested in dying on the battlefield like Arjun.
Mene zanima da poginem na bojnom polju poput Arjuna.
He said, I want the honor of dying on the battlefield like Arjuna.
Rekao, ja želim tu čast da poginem na bojnom polju poput Arjuna.
Amazing.
Nevjerojatno.
And if you read the last chapter that he did in the 10th canto.
Ako pročitate zadnje poglavlje koje je uradio u 10. pjevanju.
Such wonderful realizations.
Takve predivne realizacije.
And he was translating right up to the last.
I on je prevodio sve do zadnjeg.
They could barely hear him.
Jer jedva su ga mogli čuti.
And he was given these wonderful, they had to put their ear right next to his mouth to hear.
Morali su stavili uho do tik do njegovih usta da bi čuli.
But wonderful lucid explanations of the verse.
Ali predivna lucidna objašnjenja stiha su dolazila.
So he had such great determination.
Imao tako veliku odlučnost.
And when he was before he went to the West, before he went to America, he was himself distributing books.
I prije nego što je došao u Ameriku, on sam je dijelio knjige.
He was writing the books.
On je pisao knjige.
Printing the books.
Štampao knjige.
And distributing the books.
Dijelio knjige.
We're lucky, all we had to do was distribute
them. Mi smo sretni, mi samo trebamo dijeliti.
I remember one Sankirtan devotee.
Sjećam se jednog Sankirtan devotee.
My first Sankirtan leader.
Moj prvi Sankirtan leader.
He said, this book distribution is so important.
On je rekao, ovo dijeljenje knjiga je tako važno.
He said that even if all the other book distributors stop distributing,
I rekao, čak ako svi drugi djelitelji knjiga prestanu djeliti knjige,
even if everybody else bloops,
čak i ako svi drugi padnu,
you should have so much determination,
trebaš imati toliko odlučnosti,
that you'll get the books printed again,
tako da ponovo štampaš knjige,
and you'll distribute them.
I onda ih dijeliš.
I was like, wow.
Onda sam rekao, wow.
I was impressed.
Ja sam impresioniran.
That's determination.
To je odlučnost.
So, of course, that hasn't happened. Hopefully it never happens.
Naravno, nadamo se da se to neće desiti.
But it is a great opportunity to help the conditioned souls.
A to je velika prilika da se pomogne uslovljenim dušama.
And so many people are looking for Krishna.
I toliko mnogo ljudi traži Krishna.
So if we're not there to give Krishna consciousness, then yeah, they'll go to some other group.
I ako mi nismo prisutni da damo svjesnost Krišne, otići će nekome drugome.
There are people that are sincerely searching for God.
Postoje ljudi koji iskreno tragaju za Bogom.
And we have such a wonderful understanding of God.
Imamo tako divno razumijevanje Boga.
You know, all the other religions, what do they have? That God is great. God is omniscient.
I druge religije, što oni imaju? Bog je velik, Bog je sveznajući.
He's omnipotent.
On je svemoguć.
Such little knowledge of God.
Tako malo znanja o Bogu.
But we have so much.
Mi imamo toliko mnogo.
The philosophy is just so nice.
Filozofija je tako divna.
It's like this, you know, Brahma Tirtha Prabhu.
Ko znate Brahma Tirtha Prabhu?
Perfect questions, perfect answers.
Savršena pitanja, savršeni odgovor.
So he's from Jewish background.
On potječe iz jevrejske obitelji.
And he had a fiance.
Imao je vjerenicu.
At the time that he was coming around to Krishna consciousness.
U to vrijeme kada je dolazio u svjesnost Krishna.
And after being convinced by Srila Prabhupada.
Nakon što je bio ubijeđen od strane Srila Prabhupada.
About Krishna consciousness in India.
U svjesnost Krishna u Indiji.
He had to go back to America.
Morao se vratiti u Ameriku.
And his fiance had, she didn't know anything about.
Njegova vjernica nije ništa znala o tom.
He was sending letters to her from India.
On je slao pisma iz Indije.
But she thought he was intoxicated.
Ali mislila da je on intoksiciran.
So he was trying to like preach to her. And she thought, oh my God, what's happened to him?
Pokušao je propovijedati, ali sam mislio, Bože, što mu se desilo.
So then he came back and he was explaining something.
I on se vratio, onda je objašnjavao neke stvari.
And she said that everything about the devotees is strange.
Ona je rekla, sve u vezi bhakta je čudno.
Except for the philosophy.
Osim filozofije.
Because she said in Judaism there was nothing.
I ona je rekla, u judaizmu nema ništa.
Couldn't answer her questions.
Nije mogla odgovoriti na pitanje.
But the philosophy of Krishna consciousness was so nice.
Ali filozofija svjesnosti Krishna je tako divna.
So there are so many people that feel this way.
Mnogo ljudi osjeća na jednak način.
Of course now she doesn't think the devotees are strange.
Naravno sada ne misli da su bhakti čudni.
Her name is Mother Bhakti.
Njena ime je Madhur Bhakti.
A very nice devotee.
Jako fini bhakti.
So it's so important.
To je toliko važno.
And if we understand the importance of these books, then we'll want to distribute them.
Ako shvatimo važnost ovih knjiga, onda ćemo ih željeti dijeliti.
Just like Prabhu was saying that if we read the books, then naturally we'll want to distribute them.
Kao što je Prabhu rekao, ako pročitamo ove knjige, onda ćemo prirodno poželjeti da ih dijelimo.
And Srila Prabhupada, he was once in his room in Mayapur.
Srila Prabhupada jednom bio u svojoj sobi u Mayapuru.
And this one Sankirtan leader was there.
Jedan Sankirtan bhakta bio tamo.
And the Sankirtan leader said that his main preaching to the Sankirtan devotees is that they should have good sadhana.
I rekao je, taj Sankirtan leader rekao da njegov glavno propovjedanje Sankirtan bhaktama da oni trebaju imati dobru sadhanu.
And Prabhupada said, this is the actual technique.
On je rekao, to je prava tehnika.
Because if we're hearing nicely,
ako lijepo slušamo,
then when we go out and spread Krishna consciousness, then we'll have the shakti.
Onda kada izađemo van dijeliti svjesnost Krishna, imat ćemo shakti.
Personally, I read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam every day before I go out.
Ja lično čitam Bhagavad Gita i Srimad Bhagavatam svaki dan prije nego što izađem.
And this gives inspiration.
И то дает инспирацию.
And there's so many devotees around the world that have been distributing books for so many years.
После толики многие бхакти ширим света, кои годинама делают книги.
Because they have this strict sadhana.
Jer imaju tu striktnu sadhanu.
And there's one interesting story of Srila Prabhupada also in Mayapur.
Jedna interesantna priča šla Prabhupada također iz Mayapura.
He was in his room and there were some devotees that were showing him pictures of temples that had been recently opened.
I bhakti su mu pokazivali slike hramova koji su nedavno otvoreni.
And Prabhupada was looking at the pictures kind of nonchalantly.
I on je onako neobavezno razgledao te slike.
You understand nonchalant?
Nonchalant. No. Okay.
So one devotee went in there that had one Sankirtan devotee with him. One senior devotee had another Sankirtan devotee with him. So this senior devotee could see that Prabhupada wasn't showing that much interest.
I taj stari bhakta vidio da Prabhupada ne pokazuje baš previše interes.
In the pictures.
U slike, za slike.
So he said, Srila Prabhupada, this devotee here, he's distributed 10,000 of your Bhagavad Gitas.
I on je rekao, Srila Prabhupada, ovaj bhakta je podijelio 10,000 tvojih Bhagavad Gita.
So Prabhupada's eyes became very wide and he said, he has the mercy of Krishna.
I onda se Prabhupadove oči raširili i rekao je, on ima Krišnjinu milost.
So the devotees sitting in front of him, they were a little disappointed that they couldn't please Prabhupada.
Bhakti koji su sjedili ispred njega su bili malo razočarani što nisu mogli zadovoljiti Prabhupada.
So Prabhupada said, no, 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 you have also pleased Krishna.
On je rekao, ne, 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 i vi zadovoljavate Krishnu.
You also have the mercy of Krishna.
Vi također imate Krishnu milost.
But just like in Vrindavan,
ali kao u Vrindavanu,
there's the cowherd boys,
postoje dječaci pastiri,
there's the parents of Krishna,
postoje Krishni roditelji,
and then there's the gopis,
i postoje gopije.
Now they're all devotees of Krishna.
Svi su oni bhakti Krishna.
But the gopis, they're special devotees.
Ali gopije, one su posebni bhakti.
So he said the Sankirtan devotees, they're special.
Sankirtan bhakti, one su posebni.
Because they're fulfilling the desires of Krishna.
Jer oni ispunjavaju Krishna želje.
And this is Krishna's desire.
A to je Krishna želja.
That this knowledge be distributed.
Da se njegovo znanje dijeli.
And nowadays it's not just the brahmacharis that are distributing books.
A danas nisu samo brahmachari ti koji dijele knjige.
And the brahmacharinis.
I brahmacharini.
Now also many householders are getting involved.
Sada se mnogi grihasti u to uključuju.
We have this Shastradan.
Imamo Shastradan program.
You all know.
Znate za to.
And there's a new thing that's come up. It's called the Smart Box.
I postoji nova stvar koju smo smislili, zove se Smart Box.
It's a box about this big.
To je jedna kutija ove veličine.
Made of plastic.
Napravljena od plastike.
See-through plastic.
Prozirna plastika.
And books are inside.
Knjige su unutra.
With little price tags.
Sa cijenama.
And there's a little place for putting Lakshmi.
Ima mali prostor za stavljanje novca.
With a little lock on it.
Sa malom bravicom.
And devotees take these to stores.
I bhakti to nose u dućane.
And they get permission from the storekeeper.
I dobiju dozvolu od vlasnika dućana.
To leave it on their counter.
Da ostave tu, tu kutiju na, na, na kasi, da.
So many books are being distributed in this way.
I mnoge se knjige dijele na taj način.
In California, the devotee who started this is Vaisheshika Prabhu.
Vaisheshika Prabhu je bhakta u Kaliforniji koji je započeo to.
And he works around the San Jose area.
I on radi u području San Josea.
And now he has householders that have about 50 of these distributed in different stores around the city.
I imaju grihasti koji imaju po 50-ak kutija u različitim radnjama u gradu.
And these smart boxes are very nice.
I te kutije su jako lijepe.
They're very patient.
Jako su strpljive.
And they're not pushy.
I ne, ne puširaju ljude.
Very good qualities.
Imaju jako dobre odlike.
So many people are buying these books.
I mnogi ljudi kupuju te knjige.
And so every week they go
svake,
and they put more books in.
Svakog tjedna odu, stavi još knjiga.
They take the Lakshmi out.
Uzmu novac iz kutije.
And it's actually going very nicely.
I stvar se jako lijepo odvija.
Devotees already have started doing this in Prague.
I bhakti su to već počeli raditi u Pragu.
So it's spreading.
I širi se, ta stvar se širi.
Of course, mostly the Indian stores, this is where they're allowed to set up or leave these boxes.
Naravno, uglavnom u indijskim prodavnicama im je dozvoljeno staviti te kutije.
And many other places.
Ali i u mnogim drugim mjestima.
Devotees just go to the storekeeper and say that we have these books on philosophy and wisdom and we just want to know if we can just leave it on your counter here. We also help in many other ways.
Znači, jednostavno odu vlasniku dućana i kažu, ovo su knjige o filozofiji, o mudrosti, ako ih možemo ostaviti na vašoj kasi.
So, many places allow this to go on.
I mnogim mjestima im to i dozvoli.
So we'll continue with this verse here.
Znači, nastavit ćemo sa ovim stihom ovdje.
So, then he says, Dira, dira, janapriyo, vyakarao. That devotee becomes very dear both to the ruffians and to the gentle.
Znači, bhakta je jako drag i onim nježnima i onim grubima.
Prabhupada said that devotees of the Lord, they turn the adiras to diras.
Prabhupada je rekao da bhakta adire pretvaraju dire.
Dira means sober-minded.
Dira znači onaj koji je staloženog uma.
And adira means out of control.
Adira znači onaj koji je van kontrole.
So a devotee,
bhakta,
because he's devoted to the service of Krishna,
jer on je posvećen služenju Krishna,
therefore he becomes popular to everyone.
On postaje drag svima.
And Krishna says, yoga yukto vishuddhatma, vititatma jitendriya, sarva uttama bhutatma kurvanapi nalipyate, that one who is
Krishna kaže onaj koji je
one who is devoted to Krishna,
onaj koji je posvećen Krishni,
who is yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma, whose senses are under control,
onaj čija su osjetila pod kontrolom,
is dear to everyone and everyone is dear to him.
On je drag svima i svi su dragi njemu.
And although engaged in all different types of activities,
iako je uključen u najrazličitije aktivnosti,
he's never entangled.
On nikad nije zapleten.
So one of the points that I make to devotees wherever I travel is that when we engage someone to get them to take a book,
jedna poanta koju objašnjavam baktama gdje god da odem i kada nekoga želimo da nam uzme knjigu,
we want them to walk away with a smile.
Želimo da odu sa osmijehom.
Whether they take a book or they don't take a book.
Bez obzira da li su knjigu uzeli ili nisu uzeli.
Previously we used to be a little too pushy.
Prije smo bili previše malo naporni, jel? Napadni, jel?
And sometimes we would even do some types of tricks.
I nekada smo čak primjenjivali neke vrste trikova.
And we, unfortunately, we got a bad reputation.
Iz toga smo stekli loš glas.
So much so that I remember sometimes in the airport in Miami.
To toliko da se sjećam da ponekad na aerodromu u Miamiju,
the businessmen would come by with their briefcases and they would try to hit us.
Da su businessmen prolazili sa svojim aktovkama i pokušavali nas udariti s tim torbama.
So we would have to dodge. You know.
Tako da smo morali se izmicati.
And this is because we didn't have a good reputation.
I to je zbog toga što nismo imali dobar glas.
Prabhupada said this by hook or crook, you know, get them to take a book.
Prabhupada je rekao neka uzmu knjigu na kukom ili motikom.
But Prabhupada did not want that they be disturbed.
Ali Prabhupada nije želio da budu uznemireni.
He said if people walk away disturbed, then this is our nonsense.
Jer ako ljudi odu uznemireni, rekao je to onda naša glupost.
So we want to always leave a good impression.
Zato želimo uvijek ostaviti dobar utisak.
Prabhupada said the symptom of a devotee is that they are a perfect gentleman or a perfect lady.
Prabhupada je rekao simptom bhakti je toga da je savršen gentleman ili savršena dama.
So sometimes the problem was is that devotees got too attached.
Problem je što bhakti su ponekad previše vezani.
Too attached to the results.
Previše vezani za rezultat.
They wanted to get their name up in lights.
Oni žele da njihovo ime bude na listi.
So therefore the result of this is that sometimes the devotees became passionate.
I rezultat je toga da nekad bhakti postanu strastveni.
And didn't care about the other persons, about the person's feelings that we were distributing to.
Ne brinu o osjećajima osobe koje dijelite.
But no, we have to always be considerate.
Ali uvijek moramo razmišljati o tome.
And sometimes people that we approach, they're not interested.
Ponekad kad priđemo ljudima, oni jednostavno nisu zainteresirani.
So let them go.
Pustite ih.
Why be pushy?
Zašto biti napadan?
Then it leaves a bad impression.
To ostavlja loš utisak.
Just like if you want to eat a nice mango.
Kao kad želite pojesti lijep mango.
But if the mango is not ripe,
ali ako mango nije zreo,
what do you do?
Što činite?
You leave it.
Ostavite ga.
You don't start yanking on the mango.
Ne napadate na taj mango.
Yanking, understand? Yeah, yanking. Don't pull on the mango.
Vi ga ne povlačite, ne potežete ga.
It's not ripe.
Jer nije zrelo.
Leave it alone.
Ostavite ga.
It'll become ripe.
Postaće zrelo.
So similarly, sometimes people aren't ripe.
Jednostavno, nekada ljudi nisu zreli.
For receiving books.
Da bi primili knjige.
So let them go.
Pustite ih.
Eventually, maybe someday they'll be ripe.
Na jednom danu će postati zreli.
If someone shows that they're not interested, then that's a sign they're not ripe.
Ako neko pokaže da nije zainteresiran, to je znak da nije zreo.
And if we call them over and they stop and they answer our questions, then this person's right.
Znači ako zaustavimo osobu, odgovara na osoba na naše pitanje, znači da je zrela.
So, we have to use our common sense.
Znači moramo koristiti svoj zdrav razum. Yeah.
So continuing with this verse.
Nastavljamo sa ovim stihom.
Nirmatsarao, they are non-envious.
Nirmatsarao nisu zavidni.
So this is why they are popular both with the devotees and the non-devotees.
I zato su popularni kod bhakta i kod abhakta.
So this is the nature of a devotee.
Ovo je priroda bhakti.
One time a devotee wrote Srila Prabhupada.
Jednom jedan bhakta pisao Srila Prabhupada.
And asked him if he could write an article about the horrible business of slaughterhouse business.
I pitao ga da li može napisati članak o grozotama klaonica.
And Prabhupada's amazing answer, he wrote back and said, no, don't criticize them, we are not envious of them.
I onda je Prabhupada napisao odgovor, ma nemoj ih kritizirati, mi nismo zavidni.
Amazing,
ne, vjerovatno sad ne.
That a devotee doesn't, we don't look down on anyone.
Mi ne gledamo s visoka ni na koga.
Just like even Jesus said, don't hate the sinner, but you hate the sin.
Čak i Isus rekao, nemoj mrziti griješnika, nego mrzi grijeh.
So people are bewildered by the modes of material nature.
Ljudi su zbunjeni gunama materijalne prirode.
So this is the problem.
I to je problem.
They're pure spirit soul.
Oni su čiste duhovne duše.
But they're covered.
Ali su prekriveni.
So this is what we dislike, is the covering.
I to je ono što se nama ne sviđa, taj prekrivač.
But the soul is pure.
Ali duša je čista.
It's covered.
Samo je prekrivena.
Just like when we approach people, we should have the mood that we're approaching our old friend.
Jednostavno, kada prilazimo ljudima, trebamo imati taj stav da prilazimo starom prijatelju.
Because everybody was originally in the spiritual world.
Svi su izvorno bili u duhovnom svijetu sa Krišnom.
So now they've, you know, made the mistake of coming to the material world.
И учинили ту погрешку, да се дошли до материален свят.
So when we approach someone, we should see that actually these, they're residents of the spiritual world that have fallen away.
Едноставно прилазимо им съставом да са они становници духовног света кои са пали.
It's a very nice mood to have.
То е яко лепо разположение кое можете имати.
Sometimes we see it as us and them.
Понекад ми посматрамо то као ми и они.
But we should try to see them as part of the family.
Ал требамо их видјети као дио обители.
Prabhupada gives the example just like a son of a wealthy man.
Prabhupada е пример сина богатог човека.
May have gotten into bad association.
Кој е можда упал во лоше друштво.
And therefore he starts taking intoxication.
И стога се можда интоксицира.
And becomes very degraded.
И постаје јако деградиран.
And he's just living on the street.
Једноставно живи на улици.
So one person who knows this person's father and knows him.
И особа која познае него и неговог оца.
He goes up to him and says, "Why are you like this?"
И можемо прийти и речи, па зашто си у таком стане?
You have such a good father.
Имаш тако доброго оца.
You're from a good family.
Ти си из добре обители.
Let me take you back to your father.
Дозволи ми да те вратим твоме оцу.
And he takes him back to his father.
Он го врати своме оцу, неговом оцу.
So this is everyone in the material world.
А то се сви у материјалном свету.
Everyone has forgotten that we're all part of Krishna.
Заборавили смо да смо дио Кришне.
We have such a good father.
Имамо тако доброго оца.
But here we are, you know, stuck in the material world.
Але во нас запели смо материјалном свету.
Suffering the pangs of material existence.
И патимо због материјалног постојања.
So devotees are going to them and inviting them back to their father.
Бхакти долази и позивају их назад нивом оцу.
So this is the kindness of a devotee.
И тоа е љубазност бхакти.
Can you still hear?
Можете ли шујек чути?
Yeah?
Да.
It's getting pretty loud in here.
Постаје гласно.
So this book distribution is also the rain of mercy.
Ово одјељење књига е такође киша милости.
Samsara Davan Alalita Loka. That the spiritual master is bestowing the rain of mercy on the conditioned souls.
Духовни учитељ изручује кишу милости на услављање душе.
The material world is compared to a blazing fire of material existence.
Материјални свет се упоређује са огромним пожаром материјалног постојања.
And people are being burned by this material nature.
И људи изгарају у тој материјалној природи.
But they're thinking, so nice. They're thinking that this material nature is so nice.
Они мисле да ова материјална природа тако лепа.
Just like King Indra, when he created that great offense to his spiritual master. Indra?
Kada je Indra počinio veliku uvredu prema svom duhovnom učitelju.
He was cursed to become a pig.
On je bio proklet da postane svinja.
And he became a pig.
I postao je svinja.
And he was living his life as a pig.
Živio svoj život kao svinja.
But then the management was not going on too well in heaven.
Ali u managementu u raju se nije odvijao kako treba.
So Lord Brahma, he kind of minimized the curse.
Tako da je gospodin Brahma umanio tu
And he went to Lord Brahma. I mean, he went to Indra.
I otišao je Indri.
And he said, you know, the curse has been lifted.
I rekao je, znaš, prokletstvo je uklonjeno.
So you can go back to heaven now.
Možeš se sada vratiti u raj.
And Indra said,
A Indra je rekao,
And what? You want me to leave my wife?
Šta, želiš da napustim svoju ženu?
You want me to leave my piglets?
Želiš da napustim svoje praščiće?
Are you crazy?
Zar si ti lud?
I'm so happy here.
Ja sam ovdje tako sretan.
And Lord Brahma is thinking,
Gospodin Brahma je razmišljao,
What has happened to this guy?
Šta se dogodilo ovome?
So, even Indra was in Maya.
Čak i Indra bio u Maji.
So, people are in Maya.
Ljudi su u Maji.
They're thinking this is nice.
Oni misle ovo je lijepo.
And Prabhupada gives the example that someone gets in a car accident.
Prabhupada daje primjer ako je neko u automobilskoj nesreći.
And he's broke his arm.
Slomio je ruku.
He's broke his leg.
Slomio je nogu.
He's in the hospital.
Leži u bolnici.
His leg is up.
Noga mu je podignuta
u zrak. His arm is up.
Ruke su mu podignute.
His head is broken.
Glava mu je razbijena.
Someone comes in and says, "How's it going?"
I neko dođe i pita ga kako je.
Oh, all right.
A, dobro je.
Not too bad.
Nije loše.
So this is Maya.
To je Maya.
So they're thinking everything's okay.
Misle da je sve u redu.
But it's horrible.
Ali užasno.
Old age.
Starost.
Death.
Smrt.
Disease.
Bolest.
So much suffering.
Toliko mnogo patnje.
You know, the main disease now is mental.
A glavna bolest danas je mental.
So many people are on medicine now.
Toliko mnogo ljudi je danas na lijekovima.
And in America alone, 20,000 people a year commit suicide.
U samoj Americi 20,000 ljudi godišnje počinje samoubojstvo.
Every year it's just a number.
Svake godine to je broj.
So they're suffering so much.
Toliko pate.
What to speak of the whole world? How many thousands of people are committing suicide every year?
A šta govoriti o cijelom svijetu? Koliko samo ljudi počinje samoubojstvo?
It's Dukaliyam Asashvatam. It's a place of suffering.
To je mjesto patnje.
So when we distribute these books, we're inviting them out of this suffering.
Kada dijelimo ove knjige, onda ih pozivamo van iz te patnje.
We're inviting them out of this blazing fire.
Pozivamo ih van iz te plamteće vatre.
Sometimes it's not easy.
Ponekad to nije lako.
They think, oh, what do you mean it's a blazing fire?
Ponekad kažu, kako misliš plamteća vatra?
This is nice life.
Ovo je jako lijep život.
But down the road, they'll see how much suffering there is.
Ali u budućnosti će vidjeti koliko će još patnje doći.
Even let's say someone lives in a relatively nice life.
Čak i ako neko živi relativno lijep život.
You know, nice wife, nice husband.
Fina žena, fin muž.
Nice kids.
Fina djeca.
Nice house.
Lijepa kuća.
Enough money.
Dovoljno novaca.
Still.
Još uvijek.
They're going to die.
Ipak će umrijeti.
And then what will happen?
I što će se desiti?
If they're not surrendered to God,
ako se nisu predali
then
Bogu,
they go down.
Onda idu dolje.
They're using up the results of their past activities.
Oni koriste, iskorištavaju rezultate svojih prošlih aktivnosti.
And now they're creating more reactions.
A sada stvaraju još više reakcija.
We're the architects of our future.
Mi smo arhitekti svoje budućnosti.
And so this is what they don't know.
I to je ono što oni ne znaju.
They think that when the body dies, it's over.
Oni misle kada tijelo umre, sve je gotovo.
Or they think that if I just believe in a certain religion, then I go to heaven.
Ili misle ako jednostavno vjeruju u neku religiju da idu u raj.
And if you don't believe,
a ako ne vjeruješ,
then you go to hell.
Ideš u pakao.
And you burn forever.
I goriš vječno.
So this is called, you go to hell and you burn forever because of a thought crime.
Ovo se zove, ideš u pakao i goriš vječno zbog misaonog zločina.
So crazy. Eh?
Tako ludo.
Or if you just believe,
ili ako samo vjerujete,
doesn't matter what you do,
nije bitno šta činite,
you just believe,
samo vjerujete.
This is foolish.
To je budalosti.
So, this knowledge is so clear.
Ovo znanje je tako jasno.
And so many people are benefiting.
I toliki ljudi imaju od njega dobrobit.
Now I heard around the world,
sad sam čuo da širom svijeta,
there's about a million devotees.
Ima oko milion bhakta.
Not living in the temples, but congregation.
Koji ne živi u hramu, već kongregacija.
And I think that's even a low number. I think it's even more.
Mislim da je to niska procjena, da ih je čak i više.
So, by going out and giving people this knowledge, we're increasing the family.
Znači, izlazeći van i dajući ovo znanje, mi povećavamo obitelj.
It's like this is such a nice festival here.
Evo, ovo ovdje je jako lijep festival.
Such nice association.
Tako lijepo društvo.
Got Manidhar Prabhu here.
Imamo Manidhar Prabhu ovdje.
Purnachandra Prabhu.
Purnachandra Prabhu.
So many nice devotees.
Toliko mnogo finih bhakta.
All over the world, there's so many nice devotees.
Širom svijeta postoji toliko finih bhakta.
So it's a nice, big, happy family.
To je jedna velika, lijepa obitelj. Sretna obitelj.
When we distribute books, we're inviting people to this nice family.
Kada dijelimo knjige, onda pozivamo ljude u tu obitelj.
sometimes devotees, they are a little, what's the word, depressed that it could have been much better.
Ponekad su bhakte deprimirani da bi moglo biti mnogo bolje.
That we have so many problems in ISKCON.
Da imamo tako puno problema u ISKCON-u.
But if you think about it,
ali ako razmislite o tome,
when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was on this planet, there were 64 temples.
Kad je Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati bio na planeti, postavili su 64 hrama.
Huge preaching.
Ogromno propovjedanje.
So much, we were so popular.
Bili su tako popularni.
Can you still hear?
Još uvijek čujete?
Yeah? Wow, it's really raining, huh? So, anyway. Good thing we're sheltered here.
Dobro je da smo u zakonu ovdje.
We'll just chant for a minute and then we'll continue.
Malo ćemo mantrati pa ćemo nastaviti, pjevat ćemo malo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Harivo.
Rain of mercy.
Kiša milosti.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was doing so much preaching.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati je radio toliko mnogo propovjedanja.
But right after he left, practically,
ali čim je otišao,
all the preaching stopped.
Svo propovjedanje je stalo.
And they went into court.
I otišli su na sud.
About who gets what temple.
O tome tko će dobiti koji hram.
And recently Japataka Swami, he told me that they're still in court.
I nedavno mi je Japataka Swami rekao da su još uvijek na sudu.
This means 60 years.
Što znači 60 godina.
Still in court.
Još uvijek na sudu.
So after Prabhupada left,
nakon što je Prabhupada otišao,
here we are 30 years later.
Evo nas 30 godina kasnije.
This is the 30th year anniversary.
Ovo je 30. godišnjica.
Still,
još uvijek,
4 million books are distributed every year.
4 miliona knjiga se podijeli svake godine.
Actually more than that, because some devotees aren't reporting.
U stvari čak i više, jer neki bhakti ne prijavljuju rezultate.
That's okay.
To je u redu.
So, and still, there's Harinam everywhere.
I svugdje imamo Harinam.
We've increased. Now we have padayatras.
Povećali smo se, sad imamo padayatre.
Many countries have padayatras.
Mnoge zemlje imaju padayatre.
Huh? 100 countries.
100, stotinu zemalja.
Padayatras.
Imaju padayatre.
And when Prabhupada was here, how many padayatras were there?
A kad je Prabhupada bio tu, koliko je bilo padayatri?
One.
Jedna.
Right? Now there's over 100.
Sad ih ima preko stotinu.
So nice. I was just in
lijepo, upravo sam bio.
In Slovenia they had 100 devotees.
U Sloveniji imali su stotinu bhakta na padayatri.
And I was in Prague in Czech Republic they had about 60 devotees.
U Češkoj su imali oko 60 bhakta.
Such a nice presentation.
Tako lijepa prezentacija.
People see the bulls and they're just like, wow.
Ljudi vide bikove, jednostavno.
I think it's in Czech Republic they have these huge horns.
U Češkoj imaju te ogromne rogove.
People stop.
Ljudi staju i gledaju.
So we have three times more temples now than when Prabhupada was here.
Imamo tri puta više hramova nego kada je Prabhupada bio tu.
So it's actually going quite nice.
U stvari se lijepo odvijaju.
Could be better.
Moglo bi biti bolje.
No doubt.
Nema sumnje.
But it's going actually quite well.
A u stvari jako lijepo se stvari odvijaju.
And we've learned so much.
I naučili smo toliko mnogo.
We had to go through the school of hard knocks.
Morali smo proći školu teških udaraca.
So we learned a lot.
Ali smo puno naučili.
And it's still going nicely.
I još uvijek sve se lijepo odvija.
So we can give ourselves a little pat on the back.
Tako da se možemo potapšati po leđima.
It's not that bad.
Nije toliko loše.
So, is there any question or comment?
Ima li nekih pitanja ili komentara? About chanting, we can put it, we can understand that as a yajna, we can also understand that as a love exchange with Krishna. How can also we understand that? But the other way is to understand.
Well, we're now in the first part, you know, the yajna part.
Mi smo sad ovdje okupljeni prvim dijelom, značajnim dijelom yajna.
Of course, some are also getting a taste. Also.
Naravno, onda dobivamo i ukus.
People have been, some devotees have been chanting now for over 30 years,
neki
40
bhakti,
years
neki,
now.
Sad, neki bhakti sad već 30-40 godina.
So there must be something there.
Znači da tu ima nešto.
In the beginning, Krishna, he gives some taste.
Iz početka Krishna daje ukus.
Just to give you a preview of coming attractions.
Tako da vam da pregled onoga što dolazi.
And then our old nature comes, you know, we're haunted by our old nature.
I onda nas proganja naša stara priroda.
And when we're first coming out of the material nature, we it's just like so nice, such a relief.
Kada prvi put izađemo iz te materialne prirode, to je takvo olakšanje.
From the material nature.
Iz materialne prirode.
So we get some special taste.
Tako da dobijemo poseban ukus.
But then the old desires come back.
Ali onda nam se vraćaju stare želje.
And they sometimes they interfere with this taste of Krishna consciousness.
I onda se pobijaju taj ukus svjesnosti Krishna.
So we have this internal fight.
I imamo tu unutarnju borbu.
This mini battle of Kurukshetra.
Imamo to mini Kurukshetra.
Fighting Maya.
Kad se borimo sa Majom.
So, it's a yajna.
To je yajna, da.
To become free of these material desires and to
chant. Da se oslobodimo ovih materialnih želja i da mantram.
And it's a yajna to chant.
I to je yajna da mantram.
Sometimes it is a yajna.
Da, ponekad je to yajna.
Sometimes we really like it.
Ponekad nam se to stvarno sviđa.
And sometimes it's a yajna.
Ponekad je to samo yajna.
But what I found, and Prabhupada also said, the best time to chant, the easiest and best time to chant is during the Brahma Muhurta.
A ono što sam ja otkrio i što Prabhupada kaže da je najbolje vrijeme mantranja Brahma Muhurta.
This is the spiritual time.
To je duhovno vrijeme.
And I was shocked one time Prabhupada, well, he said the best way to chant is you chant your 16 rounds through without interruption.
I u stvari Prabhupada bio sam šokiran kada je rekao da je najbolje odmantrati 16 krugova bez prekida.
And I heard that Prabhupada said the best time to chant is all year round before Mangalarti.
U stvari sam čuo da je Prabhupada rekao da se sve krugove trebalo odmantrati prije Mangalarti.
And I mentioned this once at a Sankirtan festival.
То сам едно споменув на Санкиртан фестивал.
And this one disciple of Prabhupada,
Ян Прабхупада ученик,
he said that he personally heard Prabhupada say that the best time to chant is to start your rounds at 12 midnight.
Он мне рекал, како я чул Прабхупада, како каже да е најбоље време да започнете своје кругове у 12 у полнач.
I was a little shocked to hear
that. Bio сам шокиран да то чујем.
Difficult to do that.
Malo teško to raditi.
But he, in other words, he also emphasized or tried to encourage devotees to try to sleep less. He would sleep about 3 hours a night throughout the day. And he said it's something that you could learn to do.
I on je rekao da to nešto što možete naučiti.
With time you can actually reduce your sleeping.
Sa vremenom možete smanjivati svoje spavanje.
Giving more time to chanting and hearing.
Da biste dali više vremena mantranju i slušanju.
But yeah, the goal is to eventually love Krishna.
Ali cilj je da na kraju volite Krishna.
Because we're impure now, we're conditioned souls, therefore it can be a yagya.
Pošto smo nečisti sada, onda je to yagya.
But eventually, as we continue, Krishna becomes pleased with us.
Na kraju, kako nastavljamo, Krishna postaje zadovoljan s nama.
And he reveals himself more and more.
I on nam se sve više i više otkriva.
But we have to hear.
Ali moramo slušati.
Very carefully.
Jako pažljivo.
As Prabhupada says that,
kao što je Prabhupada rekao,
he said, if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam,
rekao, ako slušate Srimad Bhagavatam,
with rapt attention,
sa nepomućenom pažnjom,
then you can see Krishna on every page.
Onda možete vidjeti Krishnu na svakoj stranici.
Did I mention this the other day?
Sam to spomenuo neki dan.
Oh, no, anyway, it's such a nice statement. You can hear it again and again.
To je tako lijepa izreka, možemo slušati iznova i iznova.
He said you can see Krishna on every page of the Srimad Bhagavatam if you hear with rapt attention.
Ako slušate sa nepodijeljenom pažnjom, možete vidjeti Krishnu na svakoj stranici.
But you cannot hear with rapt attention if you're not pure in mind.
Ali ne možete sa nepodijeljenom pažnjom slušati ako niste čisti u umu.
And you cannot be pure in mind if you're not pure in action.
A ne možete biti čisti u umu ako niste čisti u djelovanju.
And you cannot be pure in action if you're not pure in eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
A ne možete biti čisti u djelovanju ako niste čisti u jedenju, spavanju, razmnožavanju i branjenju.
So this goes also with hearing the holy name.
I to također ide i sa slušanjem svetog imena.
So if we're really concentrating, then Krishna he sees that.
Ako se stvarno koncentriramo, onda Krishna to vidi.
But if we're chanting and we're thinking of other things,
ali ako mantramo i mislimo o drugim stvarima,
then Krishna sees that too.
Onda Krishna i to vidi.
It's kind of like we're ignoring Krishna.
To je kao da ignoriramo Krishna.
Imagine if you're talking to someone.
Zamislite da razgovarate s nekim.
And the person is just—you could just see his attention is completely somewhere else.
I vidite da je pažnja te osobe usmjerena potpuno negdje drugdje.
And he's not hearing a word you're saying.
I on ne sluša niti riječ onoga što govorite.
It's kind of, don't you feel a little?
Zar se ne osjećate malo?
Like, hey, I'm talking to you.
Hey, pa ja razgovaram s tobom.
You'd feel a little uncomfortable.
Osjećate se neugodno.
So Krishna also, if we're praying to Krishna
također, with our lips, molimo Krishna sa usnama,
but with our lips we're praying to Krishna, but with our mind we're somewhere else,
usnama se molimo Krishna, um je negdje drugdje,
then Krishna is not so pleased.
Ali Krishna nije tako zadovoljan.
Just like we wouldn't be very happy if we're talking to a friend and he's just completely, you know, ignoring us.
Jer mi ne bismo bili sretni kada razgovaramo s prijateljima, on nas potpuno ignorira.
So we have to hear with attention.
Moramo slušati sa pažnjom.
We have to hear the words, Srila Prabhupada's words.
Moramo slušati Prabhupadove riječi.
Prabhupada said these are his devotional ecstasies.
Prabhupada je rekao ovo su njegove devocijske ekstaze.
So ecstatic.
Tako ekstatično.
So many wonderful points Prabhupada makes.
Prabhupada navodi toliko mnogo predivnih poanti.
He said you could read Bhagavad Gita 1,000 times.
Rekao je, možete pročitati Bhagavad Gita 1,000 puta.
And the 1,000th time you'll get new insight.
I 1,000. Put ćete dobiti novi uvid.
Also the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Također Srimad Bhagavatam.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
We've been left with these great treasures.
Ostavljeno nam je to veliko blago.
And if we hear with rapt attention, we'll make very quick advancement.
I ako slušamo sa nepodijeljenom pažnjom, jako brzo ćemo napredovati.
And eventually we'll experience this love for Krishna.
I na posljedku ćemo iskusiti tu ljubav prema Krishna.
Anything else?
Još nešto?
Any corrections?
Pitanje?
Money down? Money down. Like to say anything?
Želiš li nešto reći?
He's our general.
On je naš general.
Book distributor.
Djelatelj knjiga.
One last point I'd like to make about this, point this verse.
Koju želim reći u vezi ovog stiha.
At the end,
na kraju,
it stated that,
kaže se,
they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya.
Da oni dobivaju puni blagoslov gospodina Chaitanya.
Thus they are engaged in missionary activities.
Ja su uključeni u misionarsku aktivnost.
Meant to deliver all the conditioned souls.
Koja je namijenjena izbavljanju svih uslovljenih duša.
In the material universe.
U materijalnom univerzumu.
So this is the blessing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
To je blagoslov gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That somehow we could be a part of distributing this knowledge.
Da na neki način možemo biti dio dijeljenja ovoga znanja.
It's a wonderful activity.
To je predivna aktivnost.
Sometimes when I'm traveling,
ponekad kada putujem,
I don't distribute for a few days.
Dijelim ne po nekoliko dana. Ne dijelim po nekoliko dana.
And I feel my consciousness start to
osjećam kako mi svjesnost opada.
And then I think, oh, time to get back out there again.
Kažem, da, vrijeme je da se vratim tamo nazad.
It's like an injection of nectar.
To je kao injekcija nektara.
Because when you go on book distribution,
you
have to, you gotta surrender.
Morate se predati.
And it's so nice.
Tako je lijepo.
Just meeting people and
susretati ljude.
And giving books out to people. And
davati knjige ljudima.
Liberating Lakshmi.
Oslobađati Lakshmi.
So many wonderful experiences.
Toliko mnogo predivnih iskustava.
Every day, it's so nice.
Svaki dan tako je lijepo.
So, I highly recommend put some time into it.
Tako da preporučujem da uložite neko vrijeme u to.
Okay. Anything else?
Još nešto?
Okay, I think it's about time for prasad.
Mislim da je vrijeme za prasad.
Being offered right now. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental book distribution ki jai.